Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, Masechta Temura. Today we are in Perek Zayin, Mishnayos, Dalet and Heis. And in the previous Mishnah we had finished yesterday, the last couple of words in the Mishnah highlighted the fact that if the Karbanos, if the Kachay Bet HaKabayis or the Kachay Mizbeach pass, Yikaveru, in most instances, they would be buried. So we're going to discuss, if we have Isuri Hana, the fact is that there are certain ones that need to be buried, certain ones need to be burned. So the Mishnayos first begin with the understanding, Ve'eluhin ha'nikbarim. The following are the karbanos, the kachim, that can be buried. There's an isra hana on it, but it needs to be buried. So the first is kachim she'pilu. If you have pregnant animals designated as kachim, and they miscarry, kaveru, so that which they miscarry, the fetuses, need to be buried. Hipila shilya tikaver. If it also had a placenta that it passed, needs to be buried. Shura niskal, or egla rufa. If you have a situation of an animal whose responsibility, because it gored, so now it has to be stoned. Or if you have an egel arufa, the calf in the nachal, those things are buried. Tzipori mitzora, the birds of the mitzora. So one of the birds is you're not allowed to have the one that's shechted that the other one is dipped into. So that first one that's shechted needs to be buried. Seyar nazir, the hair from the Nazir Upetach Hamor, and the redeemed animal, we say, Umlosif Tevar Afto, once you're done with the Arifa, you bury it. Basa B'chalav, you gotta get rid of it. You bury it. Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara, when you have something that was shechted in the Azara that wasn't designated to be Kodesh, so that's called Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara. That also needs to be buried. Rabbi Shimon says that does not need to be buried, right? He is of the opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara yisrofu. That needs to be burned. It's a gzeirah. People shouldn't switch it with other kachim that become ruined in the azara, where the rule will be that we're going to see it needs to be burned. There was a section of the in the process of the Beis Hamikdash called the Beis Hasreifa. If you accidentally shechted a chaya instead of a behema, right? So in such a situation, people don't confuse a deer with a goat long term. But still, since it isn't, still Rabbi Shimon would be of the opinion that in such a situation you'd also have to burn it. We don't paskin that way lahalacha. Instead, what do we say? What does need to be burned? Ve'eluhin anisrafin. The following things, when they're misused, they are supposed to be burned, right? Chametz bePesach yisarif. If you find chametz on Pesach, you should burn it. That's the way it goes. And of course, we know about that quite well. Truma tameya. If you have truma that becomes tamei, v'ha orlo kloya kerem, and you have orlo, you have klayim from the klayim in the vineyard. So those things that we have responsibility not to keep on to, if we find it, we burn it. Eshadarko lisarif yisarif. It should darkly cover, you cover, right? Things that should be burned can be, if they can be burned, you should burn it. Things that can be buried, bury. Umadlikin bepas b'shem and shel truma. If you have to go ahead and you want to need light, so the Mishnah tells us you can use the light of in this situation to light the oven, right? Even though truma tameya. And these other things, the deal by Truma Temeah, you can use. It's not a Truma Temeah is not considered an Isar Ana as opposed to Chametz BePesach, and so therefore you can use it to light the ovens or to create a situation of candlelight. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm so tired. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. And when we continue tomorrow morning, we will proceed to not only finish the last Mishnah Masechta Tevurah, but to begin the first in the Masechta, the next exciting Masechta, the Masechta known as Krisus. Have a great, terrific, wonderful day.